Hi, welcome to another Beerfest. This week I'm talking to Graham Witt. He's the head brewer at Parallel 49. They're in Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada. I won't go into the detail because I'll get Graham himself to tell you now in a second. But they're one of the bigger breweries there. They've been around for one of the longest. And Graham, welcome. Do you want to tell us just exactly how long you've been around and what the scene is like?
We've been around for just over 10 years now, originating in 2012. And I'd say like we're one of the first breweries to open in a while when we opened. And after we opened, the floodgates sort of opened for quite a lot of breweries to open in Vancouver. And now Vancouver's got a great brewery scene.
All right. So that's interesting. Before we talk about Parallel 49 itself, maybe you can just give us a little picture of the beer scene in Vancouver itself. I don't know a lot about it. So is it vibrant? Is it growing? Is it shrinking? What's the story there?
The Vancouver beer scene, I feel, is pretty established. We've seen a lot of breweries sort of open, and that number start to even out now. And we're also seeing sort of breweries with more specialized focus on styles, like Belgian beers or sour beers, open up. I'm a big fan of what we do here. It's not quite, you know, what's going on in Washington or Oregon. It's our own sort of unique BC thing. Is it changing? I think you're just seeing breweries get a little more focused on certain styles of beer.
But when you started, like you said, if I understand right, it was a pretty quiet scene at the time. So how did you get into brewing? How did you get around to setting up Parallel 49 so early?
I guess I was at a homebrew background. I was like running the homebrew club in Vancouver. At the time, it was hard to get, some of these beers you'd be hearing about in other regions. And craft beer seemed pretty exciting. So the only way to kind of get some of these beer styles was to make them your own. And I was doing that for a while. And then I kind of came across my partners at the brewery. They had a tap room. With a bunch of exciting beers coming in from the United States. And they wanted to start their own brewery. It sounded exciting. So I joined on. When we started, we had a 25 hectoliter brew house and like six tanks. But we always wanted to grow the brewery as much as possible. And we were always taking the homebrew approach to brewing beer, where we'll brew anything. We're not sort of pigeonholed into one style. The only thing we like to add is I like it when beers taste like the region you're in. So, we brew a lot of different styles, but we wanted to make them all taste like Vancouver. So like the water profile here. So you'd want to come visit the city to understand and try the beers we do. We've had a lot of growth in the last 10 years. We currently have a 50 hectoliter brew house and like 28 100 hectoliter tanks and a bunch of 300 hectoliter tanks. And coming up in the 2023, we're putting in a 100 hectoliter brew house. So we have a lot of ambition. But we keep kind of brewing beers that interest us and taking our own approach to how we build those beers.
So is it brewing the beers you want so, or are you driven by the market? Or is it a mix? I presume it's probably a mix, but has that mix changed over the last 10 years?
We always kind of evolve as we go throughout the last 10 years. We've made a lot of stronger beers and extreme stuff. I guess maybe it comes with the size we're growing to, or maybe just our like the taste of the consumers. I feel like things are kind of getting a little more sessionable. We have a lot of tanks, so we can spend a lot more time lagering beers. So we're seeing ourselves do a lot more like pilsners and interesting takes on lagers because we have that tank time. We kind of will always be evolving as we go. But we're excited to see what the future holds for us. We've done barrel beers, sour aging, but I think the focus going forward is going to be more like sessionable lager type beers.
Yeah, I mean, I know Parallel 49, I mean, by a lot of brewery standards, you're quite big. So how's that changed things as you've grown? Has it brought any challenges, or is it just all great news the whole way?
After 10 years of brewing beer, We've had our fair share of challenges. We've sort of been a nonstop, ever-expanding project. So new equipment coming in, getting organized. I think now that when we started as a brewery, there were six of us, and then seven, then eight, then 12, 15, 20. We're currently at about 100 employees. So, one of the challenges is sort of not become super corporate, but just sort of organize your company, and really kind of focus on your staff and how to support them. And yeah, not become super corporate beer, but be like a great place to work and how to help, as a brewer becomes more of a manager of brewers, how to like support them and get them on board. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but I feel we've done a great job of it. And now like Parallel 49 is an awesome place to work. We have a lot of fun.
And yeah, sounds good. But what's coming up next? Is it going to be more of the same?
Well, upcoming 2023, we're putting in a 100 hectoliter brew house. Really, really excited. We've always been sort of a steampunk brewery who, buys equipment, welds it together, and makes it work. I guess the next evolution is going to have a lot more automation on the brew house. With that, we're really excited to kind of inch forward our quality, trying to make our beers even better. I feel like we can expand our lab and our quality program to kind of dig a little bit deeper into all like the ingredients we use and trying to find even more consistency. I think it's, for me, it's just the nerdy brewing science side of things to really focus our efforts and make the beers as best we can.
And how are those beers, where, not how, but where can people get them? Are they widely available? Are they available outside of Canada? Where do you distribute them?
Well, we're mostly a British Columbia brewery, so I'd say about like 80% of our volume gets sold in the province of British Columbia. We do a lot of I guess exporting to the prairie provinces, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. So that's primarily where we're going to find all of our beers. We are on the coast, and we do have a big port. One of our brewers is Japanese, and he's got a importing business into Japan. So we sell a bit of beer in Japan and a little bit in Asia. We'll see as we, the years continue if that market grows for us. But we kind of like being nestled in like Western Canada for selling our stuff.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I think that means most of the people listening to this won't be able to actually try your beers easily. So, where can they find out more about you instead, about Parallel 49, on what media? We're on Facebook and all of that.
People can find us on social media at Parallel 49 Beer on all platforms. We have a website, parallel49brewing.com. And most importantly, if you want to come find us, come to our tap room. We're in East Vancouver. We typically have about 40 different beers or beverages on tap. And we'd love to see you down here.
Okay, well, thanks there to Graham Witt from Parallel 49, not only for telling us about his own brewery, but also he'll tell us what the beer scene around Vancouver is like. As you know, we have talked to David Aitken from Checkerhead on Vancouver Island, but very clear that they're not to be confused with Vancouver. So it's good to get this view from what is really quite a large, successful brewery, one that seems to be maintaining its independence quite well. So anyway, we'll be back next week with more chats with other brewers, and we have a roundtable coming up and all of that. So do subscribe, and obviously if you can leave a review or comment, it would also be very much helpful. So yeah, until next time, sláinte.